The structural safety margins governing global energy logistics are undergoing a massive physical reconfiguration. Today, Thursday, May 21, 2026, Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber, Minister of Industry and Advanced Technology and Group CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, confirmed that the United Arab Emirates emergency crude pipeline bypassing the vulnerable Strait of Hormuz has officially crossed the 50% completion milestone. Speaking at a live-streamed Atlantic Council symposium, Al-Jaber revealed that the sovereign UAE West-East Pipeline 2026 initiative has been statutorily fast-tracked. The project is engineered to permanently insulate global energy lanes from geopolitical blackouts by doubling the Federation's bypass export capacity via the eastern port city of Fujairah by 2027. Dismantling choke point dependency. The Fujairah breakout, the frantic acceleration of this infrastructure grid, is a direct macro-prudential reaction to the ongoing shipping crisis in West Asia. Since a wave of severe military strikes on February 28, 2026, the Strait of Hormuz oil blockade has kept the critical waterway effectively shuttered to non-domestic commercial vessels. This baseline disruption has trapped millions of barrels of daily crude and liquefied natural gas, LNG, production inside the Persian Gulf, forcing global energy prices to absorb unprecedented supply-side shocks. Abu Dhabi's defensive asset layout focuses on two primary strategic maneuvers: doubling the bypass conduit. The UAE's existing land-based bypass route, the Abu Dhabi Crude Oil Pipeline, ADCOP, running from Habshan to Fujairah, is currently running at its absolute physical ceiling of 1.8 million barrels per day, BPD. The fast-tracked west-east pipeline expansion will inject an additional 2.2 million barrels of oil per day of transport capacity into the network, pushing total alternative corridor throughput to a massive 4.0 million barrels of oil per day. The OPEC Plus decoupling leverage. This infrastructure race perfectly aligns with the UAE's historic, strategic exit from OPEC at the beginning of May 2026. Free from restrictive production limits, Abu Dhabi is weaponizing its independent 5.0 million barrels of oil per day capacity. The new line allows ADNOC to stream energy directly to high-import Trans-Pacific economies like India and Japan without risking a single barrel in contested maritime corridors. The four-month logistics scar, post-war recovery dynamics, while the physical pipeline offers an ideal mid-term escape hatch, energy economists are warning corporate treasuries that the near-term supply squeeze features a deep operational lag. Even if a diplomatic breakthrough or a localized military resolution opens the choke point tomorrow, global energy allocations face an extended bottleneck. ADNOC's predictive modeling indicates that global crude flows will require at least 4 months to recover to 80% of pre-conflict baselines, with full normalization pushed out to mid-2027. This long tail is driven by three distinct logistical friction points: exhaustive maritime mine clearing protocols across the shallow strait, localized structural damage to coastal bunkering terminals and extraction points, a severe global inventory deficit, which has seen over 250 million barrels drawn down from commercial storage vaults in just 60 days, leaving a razor-thin 30 to 35 days of effective reserve cover. The flow recovery vector, plain text operations model to make sure this data maps perfectly into your WordPress database and digital CMS layouts without causing formatting errors or broken code snippets. The post-conflict normalization math is structured entirely in plain text. Flow recovery ratio equals blocked baseline plus 1.0 minus blocked baseline times 1 minus e caret minus friction coefficient times months. To map this model directly into standard, system-friendly data fields, flow recovery ratio, the actual percentage efficiency of global oil flows at a specific month after the shipping lane reopens. Blocked baseline, the restricted throughput under active blockade conditions, which has been pinned near 0.0 for non-domestic transit since the initial February shutdown. E. Euler's constant, approximately 2.718, which dictates the standard exponential ramp-up curve as port infrastructure restarts. Friction coefficient, the clearing rate variable, calculated by risk desks based on maritime mine sweeping speeds, insurance underwriting adjustments, and physical port repair times. Months, the total number of months that have passed since the chokepo.